Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, Leslie, somebody said to me the other day, I bet you guys are the longest running home improvement show on radio and podcast. And I thought about it, and I think that's true. So I guess we've reached that elder status by answering questions for all these years.
Stop saying we're old, Tom.
I'm not saying we're old because the information apparently never gets out of date. They're still building houses the same way for all the years we've been doing this, and they still fall apart the same way. So, heck, we are happy to do it, and we're not going anywhere. So if you guys have a question, now's your chance. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post them to moneypit.com/ask, and you can even click a very handy blue microphone button and record your question to us, and we'll answer it as soon as possible. It's usually the fastest way to get a question to us as well. Hey, so coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about driveways. Is your driveway cracked or worn? Does it have some of those nasty oil stains because you let the car's oil leak go for maybe a little bit longer than you should have? Well, we've got a great solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface. We'll detail that project just ahead.
And now that winter weather has arrived for much of the country, it's smart to make sure that your home and systems are ready. We've got a key winterization checklist just ahead.
And holiday vacation season is here, but it's also the time of year when burglars like to strike. Got all those brand new electronics in your house and stuff they love to steal. So I guess it happens a lot. So we've got tips on how to secure one of the weakest entry points to your house. Also, the biggest entry point, that's your garage door. It's surprisingly easy to break into, and we're going to tell you how to tighten it up.
But before we get to all of the fun home improvement news we want to share with you guys this hour, we want to hear what you are working on. And maybe you're just kind of formulating that Thanksgiving menu. Maybe you're working on a big project that you've just got to get done in time before that doorbell rings. Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand, because we want you to have the best holiday season in your home of your dreams.
Plus, if you reach out today with your questions, you might just win a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's a book that I wrote to basically make maintenance accessible for every house and every home and every homeowner or apartment dweller. You can look up the answer to just about anything that you need to maintain or fix, and the answer is right there. Explained simply, effectively, so you can get the job done and move on. So I'm going to give away a copy to one lucky listener that reaches out with their questions. Two ways to reach us, 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or simply go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
JJ in Michigan's on the line with a pink question. What can we do for you?
My father passed away in January, and now I have his house. He and my mother were smokers for 20 years inside the house, and, well, my father had you know, washed the paint, I guess, inside. And I know he had attempted to paint the bathroom more than once, but it seemed to always keep bubbling and peeling. And I didn't know if, you know, between the smoke, the nicotine, I was wondering how I'm going to, I am trying to renovate the house now. And so I was wondering what is the best approach. It's, some of the walls are plaster, drywall, and maybe even right on concrete. I don't know if the plaster is over the concrete or not.
So you really have two issues going on here. You have the issue of the cigarette odor in the house, but then you also manage you have some problem paint surfaces where it's bubbling. I can tell you that if it's bubbling, you've got to take that paint off down to the substrate because you can't put good paint over bad paint. But if it's the odor that you're dealing with, there are a bunch of things that you can do.
Yeah, you know, first of all, JJ, let me say I'm very sorry about your father's passing away. Let's talk about what's going on in the house, though. So you want to do some repairs. You want to try to get rid of the smoky smell. I think, first of all, you want to think about the places where the odor is. And if there's any carpeting, you want to try to pull up that carpeting and the padding because it really does saturate through that. And then the subfloor, you can go ahead and prime. And I'd use like a good, like a Kills or a Bin or one of those Zinsser primers that will really seal in the odor. And then you can go ahead and refloor on top of that or new carpeting, whatever you like. But that'll lock away the odors in there. And same for the walls. You want to clean them, wipe them down with a trisodium phosphate, some sort of like a wall cleaner, and then go ahead and prime them the same way and then put a top coat over them. And Tom's right about the bubbling paint. You got to get as much of that off as you can, smooth all the surfaces, and then go ahead and prime as well, and that'll do a good job.
Okay, so you're saying a trisodium phosphate wall cleaner would be...
You'll find that in the paint aisle at the home center. It's a powder. You mix it up with water, and then you can use that to wipe down your wall surfaces. It's just like a good prepping agent, especially if there's a lot of stuff going on. You want to clean things.
Okay. That sounds like the missing link that I was not aware of.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help you, JJ. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Wendy's on the line from West Virginia with an interesting project. How can we help you?
Hi. I am interested in purchasing a property that was formerly a golf clubhouse. And I'm curious what would be the pros and cons between a commercial and a residential.
As far as purchasing or the use of the space once you get it?
What is the difference in like a commercial versus a residential building? I'm trying to find out, you know, are there big differences in the way that they're built? Like, is that a plus? Are they built extra sturdy kind of thing?
Assuming that they were both built to code, commercial codes are usually more stringent than residential codes. So, I mean, I would expect a commercial building to be built as well, if not better, than a residential property. But it also has a lot to do with the zoning, you know, what you're allowed to do with that space. Can you have a residence? Can you have a residence in a commercial space? Maybe. You know, that's a question for your local zoning officials for you to thoroughly understand. And if it is zoned commercial, it may have a higher value than it would if it was zoned residential. And if you turn it back into a house, you might devalue the property. So I think there's some economic questions there. But in terms of how it's built, I mean, generally speaking, it's going to be as built as well or better, assuming that the construction followed all the relevant building codes. I think the trickier part of this is to take a commercial space, which is kind of sterile, and making it, you know, feel warm like a home would. And that's kind of a decor challenge, right, Leslie?
Yeah, but I think with the golf clubhouse, and correct me if I'm wrong, Wendy, they kind of have like a residential homey feel to begin with. So I think you might have, you know, some good bones to work off of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of that lodge feel.
Well, I think that's a good place to start. Now, I think part of your challenges is going to be modifying your kitchen because you're probably dealing with a larger commercial space. So that'll be something that'll probably be a full gut renovation and sort of a redo to make that more residential and perhaps a kitchen/dining area or kitchen/eat-in area. I think the benefit is you've got this tremendous space that was built very well as far as code goes, as Tom mentioned, so that you can really work within that. And it sounds like it's probably sitting on a great piece of land, too.
It is beautiful. Thank you for the advice.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Up next, is your driveway cracked or worn, or maybe it's just suffering from some nasty oil stains? Well, we've got a surefire solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface just ahead.
DeWineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtri, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to the Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if you got a project that you'd like to tackle and you don't know where to begin, one place you could begin is with my brand new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. You'll learn how to complete almost any kind of home maintenance, from routine inspections to major appliance repairs. So if you got a squeak, you got a leak, the answer is in between the pages of Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's also a great holiday gift. It's available for $24.99 at Amazon, and you can also find it by going to moneypit.com/dummies. That's moneypit.com/dummies. Don't miss your chance to win a free copy, though, and take control of your home maintenance like a pro. Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Patricia in Louisiana is on the line with a siding question. How can I help you today?
I had listened to a program that you guys had done just a little while back, and somebody was asking about putting gutters on the side of a manufactured home. Well, it was funny because I had actually done that, and it does not work very well because most of the siding on a mobile home is corrugated. So it really doesn't work really well. And they put these really skinny gutters on. Well, in the areas that it didn't exactly go flush to the metal siding, there has been runoff, you know, that's gone down. And just in a few places, so it's not horrible, but I've tried to clean it, and I'm afraid to push on it too hard because obviously the corrugated aluminum bends. And I've used a product that you guys also suggested, which is a spray that actually gets rid of mold and mildew and stuff like that on the side of buildings. That worked fabulously, but it did not clean off the staining from the rain. And I was wondering what I could use to either cover the staining or, you know, I'm afraid of painting anything for fear it looks like I painted the side of a mobile home.
Right, right. So a couple of things. I'm glad that the spray and forget that we recommended works so well.
It was wonderful.
So there are house cleaners that are out there that are a little more corrosive. I mean, the reason that works so well is that the spray and forget works so well is because basically it's kind of like a mildicide. It kills the mold and the mildew, and then it just sort of falls off. The house cleaners are more like old-fashioned sort of soap and water and that sort of thing. One that I used to recommend a lot that works pretty well is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. You'll find it in a home center or a hardware store. And that's a house cleaner that you might be able just to mix up a really small batch of it and see if that will take out that stain. It also occurs to me that the stain could be like an erosion of the finish, so it may not be a stain that's like on top of the siding. It might actually be sort of some of the siding, some of the finish on the siding deteriorating. And in that case, obviously, there's nothing that you can do about it short of painting. Why are you reluctant, though, just to paint the whole side of the house?
Because I don't have that kind of money at hand to do. I'm actually selling my lakefront property, and this is a really cool little mobile home that I put on it. And I've spent so much money on these 2 acres recently that, you know, it became a money pit, but a good one. It's a nice one, you know, but it's just everything I have has gone into this place. And to be quite honest with you, I have tried to use, like, those sponges that have a little bit of rough on the other side. You know, one side sponge, the other side's abrasive. And I've tried to use that, and the color of the stain does not change at all, whether I use a little bit of baking soda, you know, not super abrasive, but abrasive.
I mean, it sounds like it's either a chemical reaction or some of the finish has changed due to sun fading. I mean, that's what it seems like, rather than something you can clean.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's not in the sun. I actually have a carport. And so some of it, you can just see where it's been runoff from the little teeny tiny gutter that they put up alongside of these mobile homes, which I'm not kidding you, it's not even a half inch wide.
So here's what I would suggest you do. Take a picture and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/themoneypit. Give us a little bit of history, and we'll take a look and get you an answer. Sound good?
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks or if it's cracked or worn, now is a great time to clean and seal it. Now, beyond stain removal, the type of driveway maintenance that you need to do will depend on whether you have concrete, asphalt, or a paver brick driveway.
Yeah, but first let's talk about those oil stains. To get rid of them, you want to mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate and do it into a paste. You'll find it's called TSP for short, by the way, and you'll find it in the paint aisle of any hardware store or home center. Now, apply that TSP paste wet to the stain, then let it sit for an hour or more, and then rinse it off. Now, the sooner you can get to the stain, the better, but even old stains can be successfully lifted with this technique. That is, of course, as long as you fix the car first. Otherwise, you're going to be doing it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, unless you enjoy cleaning the driveway over and over and over again. Now, if you have an asphalt driveway, that's going to need to be resealed, and you can use asphalt-compatible products to fill those cracks and gaps and holes, and then you want to use a disposable squeegee to apply an airport-grade latex sealer over that entire surface. You want to make sure that the forecast is clear, though, for the application and drying time, because if it does rain, it's going to cause that sealer to run onto the sidewalks and the streets, and those marks that are left there are unremovable. So make sure the weather forecast looks good for at least a day or two. You want to follow with a generous drying period, a couple of days possibly, and then you're going to really have an attractive automotive entrance.
Now, if you have a concrete driveway with a worn surface, it's best to apply a concrete resurfacing product to the entire driveway. Concrete resurfacers, by the way, are specially formulated to stick to old concrete, and they'll leave your driveway looking almost brand new. There's a good one that's out from Quikrete called Recap, so take a look at that, R-E-C-A-P. For more tips, check out our post on driveway sealing and maintenance on MoneyPit.com.
Robert in Arkansas is on the line with a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a pier and beam home, and the insulation, I happen to be up in there sealing my ducts and my air for my air conditioning in the house, and I happen to be up there looking at the insulation, and it was real thin, and it had a white backing on it. And it was only about an inch high, and I thought, wow, I need to put some insulation in. So I went to my local Lowe's store, and I rented the machine from them, and I bought the blown insulation. Okay. And I bought like 20 bags, and I just started blowing it in. And that was approximately 10, 12 years ago. I happened to be up there again this year looking around, and I noticed that it has kind of compressed and turned into little tiny BBs. And I've heard y'all talk about insulating the attics of people's homes, but I didn't know how to go about trying to put something else up there. If I need to vacuum all that stuff out of there and try to lay some actual good insulation, and what the number would be.
Well, if the insulation has settled, I mean, generally speaking, you want 15 to 20 inches of insulation. If it's settled, so now it's a lot less than that, you can either remove it and put new insulation in, or you could add an additional layer on top of it, depending on how difficult, I guess, it is to work up in that space.
Right. It's pretty tight in some of the spots.
Yeah.
That was the reason I went with the blown.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So I think what you probably want to do is just supplement what's there. It's not unusual for it to settle over the years a little bit, but perhaps you need to add a little bit more to that space. That'd probably be the least complicated way of improving that insulation right now, given the fact that you've already got blown in there, Robert.
Now, I've heard some other insulation questions asked on your show because I listen to it, you know, every Sunday religiously. And I've heard them talk about laying them in between, but I've also heard them going over the top of the beam.
So if you have fiberglass insulation that's flush with the ceiling joists, let's say you had like 2x8 ceiling joists and you had maybe 8-inch bats laid in between those ceiling joists, to put the next layer of insulation on top of it, we always advise that you do that perpendicular. So you go the other way, the opposite way, and across the beams at like a 90-degree angle. In your case, it sounds like it's all covered already with blown-in insulation. Is that insulation above the ceiling joists right now, or is it settled down below it?
No, it's settled down way below it.
Okay, so if it's settled down below it, then maybe you could add some unfaced fiberglass bats if you think you can get those up in there and lay those perpendicular to the beams.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. If it needed to be unbatted, or if I did buy the batting in certain areas, would I want the batting up or would I want that paper down?
No, you want unfaced because the moisture barrier goes towards the living space, and that's already inaccessible now because it's going to be the ceiling that's under all of that blown in. So if you think it's about flush with the top of the ceiling joist right now, then I would just add a second layer perpendicular to that, and you can do that with bats.
Okay. That'll work. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us on this November weekend. Well, now that winter weather is kind of landing upon us, it's smart to make sure that your home and systems are ready. We've got your key winterization checklist next.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the taxpaying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Leslie, I know you love this time of the year. Do you have big Thanksgiving plans? Are you going to be hosting or are you going to be visiting?
No, actually, I have to work for Good Morning America on Thanksgiving. So since I'm already in the city, I'm going to shuttle my kids in with me, and we're going to go watch the parade.
Awesome idea. That's
I mean,
excellent.
We did it once before really when the kids were little, and it was super cold, and we wore snow pants, and it was exciting and fun. And I figured, why not do it one more time? And then we're either going to come home and cook a turkey or grab a bite in the city. We haven't really decided.
Now, any expert tips on how to get the best view spot for that parade?
I mean, we're going to be kind of, you know, stuck with what we get since I've got to work until 9 a.m. and the parade will be on its way. I can't get there early enough as I'd like to be. But you definitely want to scout out a corner. You have to remember that the parade goes from Central Park all the way to 34th Street on 6th Avenue. So there is a ton of viewing opportunities. The other thing that was interesting from a previous time watching the parade many years ago, below, I want to say, 38th Street, the parade goes silent, which is so interesting because of the live broadcast to, you know, the television networks on 34th in front of Macy's. Everything gets quiet so that you can hear those Broadway performances and all of the other things that are going on without sort of a bleed through of sound. And I found it so weird to watch the parade in silence. So definitely go more uptown if you want the full experience.
I have the perfect spot for the full experience. My favorite place is on my couch. Yes.
I feel like you got to do it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate all those bands being quiet so that I can hear the whole broadcast.
Now we've got Deanne on the line who needs some help with the windows at her money pit. What's going on?
I have old steel-framed metal commercial windows in my house, and the outside walls are double brick. There's no wood in the outside wall, so these are screwed right into the brick. And we took out one and replaced it, and we had a very hard time doing that. And I don't know if we should replace them or just try to repair them.
Well, I mean, if you repair them, I can't imagine they're very energy efficient. So repairing them and making them operational, you know, could restore some of the function, but I don't think they'll be energy efficient. Replacing them is a better option, but of course, as you cited, because they're built into the wall, it's a difficult installation because you've got to get the old ones out. So is this a project you want to do yourself, or you think maybe you want to have a pro help you?
I used to have a builder's license, but I physically can't do that anymore. So I'd probably hire someone.
Yeah, I think you might want to think about doing that because taking out those old metal windows that are screwed into the bricks is an awful lot of work. And also, if you're going to put replacement windows in, they've got to be measured just right and they've got to be installed just right so that they don't leak. And I don't think you want that responsibility. You ought to have a pro measure them and install them. I think that's where you'll be assured they'll come out just right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that winter weather is upon us, it's smart to make sure that your home and all the systems that operate your home are ready. So here's your key winterization checklist.
Now, first up, if you've not done it yet, make sure your heating system is serviced so you won't be left out in the cold. You know, heating systems that burn natural gas, propane, or oil get dirty every time they run, and if they're not cleaned and serviced, they could become inefficient at best or even dangerous.
Now, next, it's the time to seal the door and window with weather stripping or caulk to help eliminate those drafts. Now, the less your furnace has to run while you're away, the lower that January utility is going to be.
And a cozy fire burning in the fireplace is the best way to cozy up to your home. But the creosote buildup found in an unmaintained chimney is a leading cause of dangerous house fires. So if you're a heavy user of the fireplace, schedule a chimney sweeper service every fall to make sure you're getting that chimney super clean.
And finally, one of the more dreaded tasks about owning your own home is cleaning those gutters and those downspouts. Now, most people only do this when they have to, or kind of in other words, when there's a problem or they notice that gutter's not working properly. However, those gutters really should be cleaned at least twice a year, once in the early spring and once again in the fall.
Yeah, this is a good job to hire out to a pro. Not only is it safer than you going up on a ladder yourself, a pro will make sure that your gutters are pitched properly, they're level in order to drain properly, and they're secure. Any loose attachment points are repaired to make sure that those gutters are securely fastened to your home and working properly. It's really important that the water collect there and get moved away from your foundation because that avoids a whole host of problems like slippery sidewalks, wet basements, you name it. So gutter maintenance, super important, and certainly now is the important time to do just that because there's a reason it's called fall. We'll leave it at that.
Greg in Texas is looking to do some construction. How can we help you?
Moved in with my parents who are elderly and kind of needing some help.
Okay.
And so they had a three-bedroom, one-bath house. And so it's just a little bit kind of crowded. And what I was trying to figure out is would it be better to add a room on to the back of the house and, you know, go ahead and that would involve more construction and, like, adding a bathroom, which would mean having to redo the septic system, you know, the septic system there. Okay. Or it'd be a lot more cost effective, I think, to put in like a 12 by 16 storage unit in the back, and but then like insulate it and put an air conditioner where if I wanted to spend some time out there, I could, but not necessarily put a bathroom in.
So are you talking about building this storage unit? You mean like building like a shed, kind of like a man cave?
Right, yeah. When it comes time to sell, though, you know, what would be the better deal to do, you think?
Yeah, I would tell you straight off, you're better off expanding the house now because that's where your value is. You're not going to get as much value from a standalone building like that. Plus, you may run up against some zoning issues. You know, you're talking about, you know, like it's like building a second house on the property, even if it's really small. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a small space for storage. It's still like having a second building on the property. So I think you're probably better off improving the house itself. What you might want to do is speak to a realtor or to a local real estate agent and determine what, you know, the value of your home will be compared against in your community. You know, if most of the homes are two bath and you have one bath, you could add a significant value to the house by putting that second bath in. And if you're adding a bedroom and a bathroom, you know, that's how homes are valued. They're compared against other houses that have the same number of beds or bathrooms. So I suspect that expanding the existing house is going to be give you a far better return on investment than building, you know, an undetermined at this point sort of man cave out there. Even though I'm sure you'd love to go out there and get away from your parents once in a while, and I don't blame you. I think the best way to improve the value and maintain the value of the home you have is to work at that level. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, appreciate it.
All right, Greg. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We want to hear from you and what you are working on, so call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And still to come, holiday season is peak break-in season. Is your garage your home's weakest link? Find out after this.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Lux Frost, and Spread Stone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now is a great time to reach out with your questions. You can go to MoneyPit.com/ask. And if you're ready to create your best home ever, whether you're planning a decor project or remodeling your kitchen or bath or fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Here's a great reason to reach out to Team Money Pit with your home improvement question. Well, we've got a great prize up for grabs. We're giving away the Home Maintenance for Dummies book by our friend Tom Kreitler. Tom, this is amazing. We're so proud of you.
Yeah, it really came out good. I'm very excited about it. It's just when you're working on this thing and you're so close to the project, you're like, will it ever get done? But to see it done now is really, really rewarding. So I hope everybody likes it.
It's great, Tom. It really is for you guys to know. It's sort of like a user's guide to your home, whether you're a DIYer or you're to somebody who likes to hire out. Whatever it is, it tells you exactly what needs to be done in your house, how you can do it, how to have that pro do it. I mean, it's everything from seasonal maintenance, troubleshooting home issues, big projects, small projects. It's just kind of your year-round upkeep. Definitely a great book to have. It's also a great holiday gift. So if you don't win, you can buy one for yourself. It's $24.99, and you can find it at Amazon and at moneypit.com/dummies.
Don't miss your chance to win a free copy and take control of your home maintenance like a pro. Reach out to us right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we're coming up on vacation season, and that means we're also coming up on peak break-in season. Now, the FBI says approximately 2.5 million burglaries occur each year in the United States, with November and December being the most active months for these crimes. So now truly is a great time to improve your home security, and one place to pay attention to is your garage door.
Yeah, and garages can be surprisingly easy to break into, but there are a few things you can do to protect yourself. So first, if you're leaving for an extended period of time, unplug the opener and remove any battery backup because you don't need it when you're not there.
Yeah, you also want to install a manual sliding bolt-style lock on the inside of your garage door that can only be opened from the inside. You just have to remember to enter through your front door when you return. And also, if your garage door has windows, just cover them up to keep away any prying eyes.
Yeah, and lastly, if you have a door that leads from the garage door to the house, make sure that door is as secure as any other entry door with both a keyed and a deadbolt lock. I think people think it's a safer door, so sometimes they don't put that deadbolt in. But the deadbolt is really what does the work in terms of keeping that door secure. So if you don't have it on the door between your house and the garage, add it. We've got more holiday home security tips online right now at moneypit.com.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in underneath my house, I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right, so first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater, it's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really going to depend on the toilet, but I would think, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. The toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Oh, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water.
Great.
So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, a wall-mounted flat-screen TV offers a great view of your favorite shows and movies, but what's not so great? Those unsightly dangling cords and wires. We're going to share some tips to make them all disappear like magic. Next.
Live in a money pit.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely and chatting interview. Conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And now is the perfect time to reach out with your questions about your project at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Julie wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I have a clay tile roof that I want to replace with metal, not the sheets, but those that look like clay tiles. I'm getting conflicting advice. Some say it's a very good idea. Others say that with lesser weight on the trusses, it will cause the sheetrock inside the house to crack. What are the pros and cons of switching from a clay tile roof to a metal roof? I've never heard that the weight load causes issues inside. I mean, I would imagine if it went more.
Right. Then it'd be more of a concern.
Maybe.
I mean, I can't really think of any reason you get cracks by removing that weight, but you may get some settlement and some shifting. That would be normal. But if it does happen, repairs to cracked drywall are really easy to do. But meanwhile, there's a lot of benefits to a metal roof, so it's a great option for you. It's a long-term investment. It lasts a long time. Lots and lots of styles available, including one that emulates clay tile. We did a TV segment on this, in fact, not too long ago, and we had some of that clay tile-styled metal roof in the studio, and it was in really neat stuff. Beautiful, incredibly durable. It can protect against extreme temperatures, high winds, heavy snow and ice, you name it. It stands up, and it's 100% recyclable, and it's energy efficient. That's also something very few people know because it reflects the sun so your house doesn't overheat. Look, if you want to learn more about the benefits of metal roofs, I would suggest you download the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. That's a site run by the Metal Roofing Alliance. It's really, really informative, and they've done a great job detailing out all the information available about metal roofs.
All right, Julie, I hope that helps you out and you get a beautiful new roof to enjoy.
Well, a wall-mounted flat-screen TV offers a great view of your favorite shows and movies and sporting events, but what's not so great? All of those unsightly dangling cords and wires it takes to hook it up. Leslie shares tips on how to make them all disappear in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, guys, fortunately, cord management systems make it easy to keep all of those wires under control, and these systems are designed to hide cables, and then they can be painted to match your wall color, so it kind of blends in totally seamlessly. They're really easy to install, and they keep things looking neat and tidy. Now, another option if you have cables that need to run across a room or a doorway, now these are called cord covers or simply a door threshold, but these are specialized because they kind of have a channel in them that you can run the cables and then cover over, and they're truly designed to protect those cables. They keep them out of sight, but they stand up to the heavily trafficked areas. And if you're up for a more permanent solution, I mean, you can run those cords through the wall itself. This does involve a power outlet, perhaps. You can install a wall cable kit behind the TV, and that's going to completely eliminate those visible wires. It's really not as a difficult project as it sounds. It just does take some finagling, and your comfort level with kind of digging into the wall has to be a little, you know, more tolerant there.
A bit more involved.
Yeah, you do put a hole, like, behind the TV, and then you put a hole kind of near the plug, and you kind of feed everything through the wall. So if you're up for that challenge, definitely take it because putting it through the wall is awesome. Whatever you do, I mean, a sleek-looking flat-screen TV mounted to the wall without any clutter of cords is awesome. So tackle this project in any way you feel comfortable and enjoy all those lovely holiday Hallmark movies. Come on, guys. You know there's a handsome tree guy waiting for you somewhere. Well, ladies, you know what I mean.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, as temperatures drop, are your home heating bills starting to run out of control? There's always that shock when you open up the first one, right? Well, we're going to share three ways you can cut heating costs and get comfortable on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Four nominees are named for the incoming Trump administration.
President-elect Donald Trump announced that he'll nominate hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Bessent would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Trump also said he would nominate Russell Vaught to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Vaught was closely involved with Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for Trump's second term that he tried to distance himself from during the campaign. In a separate announcement, Trump said he had chosen Representative Laurie Chavez de Remer, an Oregon Republican, as his labor secretary. Norman Hall, Washington.
Downpours fell over much of Northern California yesterday, causing small landslides and flooding some streets, including in parts of San Francisco. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people were still without power in the Seattle area. Also at townhall.com, Iraq has begun its first nationwide population census in decades.
It's an attempt at modernizing data collection and planning in a country long impacted by conflict and political divisions. The act of counting Iraq's population is also contentious. The census is expected to have profound implications for Iraq's resource distribution, budget allocations, and development planning.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. New York has repealed a law that made it a crime to cheat on your spouse. The misdemeanor once could have landed adulteries in jail for 90 days. Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill yesterday repealing the statute. The law dates back to 1907 and has been long considered difficult to enforce. Adultery bans are actually a law in several states, though charges are rare and convictions even rarer. Some states have also moved to repeal their adultery laws in recent years. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
We all hear the radio ads.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The Tampa Bay Rays may be without a home. More, here is Keith Peters.
The St. Petersburg City Council has reversed course on whether to spend more than $23 million to repair the hurricane-shredded roof of the Tampa Bay Rays ballpark. The council initially voted Thursday to approve the repair and later changed its mind. The reversal came after the council voted to delay consideration of revenue bonds for a proposed new $1.3 billion Rays ballpark. Just 2 days before, the Pinellas County Commission postponed a vote on its share of the new stadium bonds, leaving that project in limbo. Keith Peters reporting.
Most people taking popular drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy to lose weight have shed significant pounds, but obesity experts say that roughly 20% of patients may not see robust results with the new medications. The response to the drugs varies from person to person and can depend on genetics, hormones, and differences in how the brain regulates energy. This is SRN News. A New Hampshire company is working to develop autonomous helicopters.
There are hopes the helicopters could put out fires, spray crops, and handle other dangerous jobs. Rotor Technologies has built two of the autonomous helicopters, starting running test flights, and plans a demonstration of the helicopter at an agriculture trade show in Texas. The company hoping to sell as many as 20 of the small helicopters next year, most of which would be used by farmers to spray fields with pesticides and fertilizers. The company counting on getting FAA approval by next year. John Scott reporting.
Bitcoin is jumping again, setting another new record high above $99,000. The cryptocurrency has been shattering records almost daily since the presidential election and has rocketed more than 40% higher in just a couple of weeks. It's now at the doorstep of $100,000. Cryptocurrencies and related investments like crypto exchange traded funds have rallied because of the incoming Trump administration expected to be more crypto friendly. More at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, wasn't expecting that. Woman 1, what is it, 47 degrees? Woman 2, no, more like 45. Woman 1, yeah, makes sense. At least it's not raining. Woman 2, that would be sad. Woman 1, so sad. Woman 2, the weather. Woman 1, crazy. Please, don't waste your small talk. Donated to foster care, because just talking about the 400,000 kids in foster care can help the 400,000 kids in foster care. Learn more at donateyoursmalltalk.org. Brought to you by Foster More.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428, sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to spit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
As soon as Trump got elected, liberal cities tightened up. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump won, Eric Adams stopped giving cash to migrants. A six-person household was receiving $1,700 a week, while American families ravaged by hurricanes were receiving a $750 FEMA check. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, Leslie, somebody said to me the other day, you know, I bet you guys are the longest running home improvement show on radio and podcast. And I thought about it, and I think that's true. So I guess we've reached that elder status by answering questions for all these years.
Stop saying we're old, Tom.
I'm not saying we're old, because the information apparently never gets out of date. They're still building houses the same way for all the years we've been doing this, and they still fall apart the same way. So, heck, we are happy to do it, and we're not going anywhere. So if you guys have a question, now's your chance. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post them to moneypit.com/ask, and you can even click a very handy blue microphone button and record your question to us, and we'll answer it as soon as possible. It's usually the fastest way to get a question to us as well. Hey, so coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about driveways. Is your driveway cracked or worn? Does it have some of those nasty oil stains because you let the car's oil leak go for maybe a little bit longer than you should have? Well, we've got a great solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface. We'll detail that project just ahead.
And now that winter weather has arrived for much of the country, it's smart to make sure that your home and systems are ready. We've got a key winterization checklist just ahead.
And holiday vacation season is here, but it's also the time of year when burglars like to strike. Get all those brand new electronics in your house and the stuff they love to steal. So I guess it happens a lot. So we've got tips on how to secure one of the weakest entry points to your house Also, the biggest entry point, that's your garage door. It's surprisingly easy to break into, and we're going to tell you how to tighten it up.
But before we get to all of the fun home improvement news we want to share with you guys this hour, we want to hear what you are working on. And maybe you're just kind of formulating that Thanksgiving menu. Maybe you're working on a big project that you've just got to get done in time before that doorbell rings. Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand, because we want you to have the best holiday season in your home of your dreams.
Plus, if you reach out today with your questions, you might just win a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's a book that I wrote to basically make maintenance accessible for every house and every home owner or apartment dweller. You can look up the answer to just about anything that you need to maintain or fix, and the answer is right there, explained simply, effectively, so you can get the job done and move on. So I'm going to give away a copy to one lucky listener that reaches out with their questions. Two ways to reach us, 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or simply go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
JJ in Michigan's on the line with a paint question. What can we do for you?
My father passed away in January, and now I have his house. He and my mother were smokers for 20 years inside the house, and, well, my father had, you know, washed the paint, I guess, inside, and I know he had attempted to paint the bathroom more than once, but it seemed to always keep bubbling and peeling. And I didn't know if, you know, between the smoke, the nicotine, I was wondering how I am trying to renovate the house now. And so I was wondering what is the best approach. Some of the walls are plaster, drywall, and maybe even right on concrete. I don't know if the plaster is over the concrete or not.
So you really have two issues going on here. You have the issue of the cigarette odor in the house, but then you also manage you have some problem paint surfaces where it's bubbling. I can tell you that if it's bubbling, you've got to take that paint off down to the substrate, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. But if it's the odor that you're dealing with, there are a bunch of things that you can do.
Yeah, you know, first of all, JJ, let me say I'm very sorry about your father's passing away. Let's talk about what's going on in the house, though. So you want to do some repairs. You want to try to get rid of the smoky smell. I think, first of all, you want to think about the places where the odor is. And if there's any carpeting, you want to try to pull up that carpeting and the padding, because it really does saturate through that. And then the subfloor, you can go ahead and prime. And I'd use like a good, like a Kills or a Bin or one of those Zinzer primers that will really seal in the odor. And then you can go ahead and refloor on top of that, or new carpeting, whatever you like. But that'll lock away the odors in there. And same for the walls. You want to clean them, wipe them down with a trisodium phosphate, some sort of like a wall cleaner, and then go ahead and prime them the same way, and then put a top coat over them. And Tom's right about the bubbling paint. You got to get as much of that off as you can, smooth all the surfaces, and then go ahead and prime as well, and that'll do a good job.
Okay, so you're saying a trisodium phosphate wall cleaner would be...
You'll find that in the paint aisle at the home center. It's a powder. You mix it up with water, and then you can use that to wipe down your wall surfaces. It's just like a good prepping agent, especially if there's a lot of stuff going on. You want to clean things.
Okay. That sounds like the missing link that I was not aware of.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help you, JJ. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Wendy's on the line from West Virginia with an interesting project. How can we help you?
Hi. I am interested in purchasing a property that was formerly a golf clubhouse. And I'm curious what would be the pros and cons between a commercial and a residential.
As far as purchasing or the use of the space once you get it?
What is the difference in like a commercial versus a residential building? I'm trying to find out, you know, are there big differences in the way that they're built? Like, is that a plus? Are they built extra sturdy kind of thing?
Assuming that they were both built to code, commercial codes are usually more stringent than residential codes. So, I mean, I would expect a commercial building to be built as well, if not better, than a residential property. But it also has a lot to do with the zoning, you know, what you're allowed to do with that space. Can you have a residence? Can you have a residence in a commercial space? Maybe, you know, but that's a question for your local zoning officials for you to thoroughly understand. And if it is zoned commercial, it may have a higher value than it would if it was zoned residential. And if you turn it back into a house, you might devalue the property. So I think there's some economic questions there. But in terms of how it's built, I mean, generally speaking, it's going to be as built as well or better, assuming that the construction followed all the relevant building codes. I think the trickier part of this is to take a commercial space, which is kind of sterile, and making it, you know, feel warm like a home would. And that's kind of a decor challenge, right, Leslie?
Yeah, but I think with the golf clubhouse, and correct me if I'm wrong, Wendy, they kind of have like a residential homey feel to begin with. So I think you might have, you know, some good bones to work off of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of that lodge feel.
Well, I think that's a good place to start. Now, I think part of your challenges is going to be modifying your kitchen because you're probably dealing with a larger commercial space. So that'll be something that'll probably be a full gut renovation and sort of a redo to make that more residential and perhaps a kitchen/dining area or kitchen/eat-in area. I think the benefit is you've got this tremendous space that was built very well as far as code goes, as Tom mentioned, so that you can really work within that. And it sounds like it's probably sitting on a great piece of land, too.
It is beautiful. Thank you for the advice.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Up next, is your driveway cracked or worn, or maybe it's just suffering from some nasty oil stains? Well, we've got a surefire solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface just ahead.
You live in a body pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to the Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if you got a project that you'd like to tackle, you don't know where to begin, one place you could begin is with my brand new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. You'll learn how to complete almost any kind of home maintenance, from routine inspections to major appliance repairs. So if you got a squeak, you got a leak, the answer is in between the pages of Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's also a great holiday gift. It's available for $24.99 at Amazon, and you can also find it by going to moneypit.com/dummies. That's moneypit.com/dummies. Don't miss your chance to win a free copy, though, and take control of your home maintenance like a pro. Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Patricia in Louisiana is on the line with a siding question. How can I help you today?
I had listened to a program that you guys had done just a little while back, and somebody was asking about putting gutters on the side of a manufactured home. Well, it was funny because I had actually done that, and it does not work very well because most of the a siding on a mobile home is corrugated. So it really doesn't work really well. And they put these really skinny gutters on. Well, in the areas that it didn't exactly go flush to the metal siding, there has been runoff, you know, that's gone down. And just in a few places, so it's not horrible, but I've tried to clean it. And I'm afraid to push on it too hard because obviously the corrugated aluminum bends. And I've used a product that you guys also suggested, which is a spray that actually gets rid of mold and mildew and stuff like that on the side of buildings. That worked fabulously, but it did not clean off the staining from the rain. And I was wondering what I could use to either cover the staining. Or, you know, I'm afraid of painting anything for fear it looks like I painted the side of a mobile home.
Right, right. So a couple of things. I'm glad that the spray and forget that we recommended worked so well.
It was wonderful.
So there are house cleaners that are out there that are a little more corrosive. I mean, the reason that works so well is that the spray and forget works so well is because basically it's kind of like a mildicide. It kills the mold and the mildew, and then it just sort of falls off. The house cleaners are more like old-fashioned sort of soap and water and that sort of thing. One that I used to recommend a lot that works pretty well is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. You'll find it at a home center or a hardware store. And that's a house cleaner that you might be able just to mix up a really small batch of it and see if that will take out that stain. It also occurs to me that the stain could be like an erosion of the finish, so it may not be a stain that's like on top of the siding. It might actually be sort of some of the finish on the siding deteriorating. In that case, obviously, there's nothing that you can do about it short of painting. Well, why are you reluctant, though, just to paint the whole side of the house?
Because I don't have that kind of money at hand to do. I'm actually selling my lakefront property, and this is the really cool little mobile home that I put on it. And I've spent so much money on these 2 acres recently that, you know, it became a money pit, but a good one. It's a nice one, you know, but it's just everything I have has gone into this place. And to be quite honest with you, I have tried to use like those sponges that have a little bit of rough on the other side, you know, one side sponge, the other side's abrasive. And I've tried to use that, and the color of the stain does not change at all, whether I use a little bit of baking soda, you know, not super abrasive, but abrasive.
I mean, it sounds like it's either a chemical reaction or some of the finish has changed due to sun fading. I mean, that's what it seems like rather than something you can clean.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's not in the sun. I actually have a carport. And so some of it, you can just see where it's been run off from the little teeny tiny gutter that they put up alongside of these mobile homes, which I'm not kidding you. It's not even a half inch wide.
So here's what I would suggest you do. Take a picture and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/themoneypit. Give us a little bit of history, and we'll take a look and get you an answer. Sound good?
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks or if it's cracked or worn, now is a great time to clean and seal it. Now, beyond stain removal, the type of driveway maintenance that you need to do will depend on whether you have concrete, asphalt, or a paver brick driveway.
Yeah, but first let's talk about those oil stains. To get rid of them, you want to mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate and do it into a paste. You'll find it's called TSP for short, by the way, and you'll find it in the paint aisle of any hardware store or home center. Now, apply that TSP paste wet to the stain, then let it sit for an hour or more, and then rinse it off. Now, the sooner you can get to the stain, the better, but even old stains can be successfully lifted with this technique.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
You know, or if I did buy the batting in certain areas, would I want the batting up or would I want that paper down?
No, you want unfaced because the moisture barrier goes towards the living space, and that's already inaccessible now because it's going to be the ceiling that's under all of that blown in. So if you think it's about flush with the top of the ceiling joist right now, then I would just add a second layer perpendicular to that, and you can do that with bats.
Okay. That'll work. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us on this November weekend. Well, now that that winter weather is kind of landing upon us, it's smart to make sure that your home and systems are ready. We've got your key winterization checklist next.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the taxpaying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
The call to serve. So I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been a key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear. And in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Leslie, I know you love this time of the year. Do you have big Thanksgiving plans? Are you going to be hosting or are you going to be visiting?
No, actually, I have to work for Good Morning America on Thanksgiving. So since I'm already in the city, I'm going to shuttle my kids in with me and we're going to go watch the parade.
Awesome idea. That's excellent.
We did it once before when the kids were little, and it was super cold, and we wore snow pants, and it was exciting and fun, and I figured why not do it one more time, and then we're either going to come home and cook a turkey or grab a bite in the city. We haven't really decided.
Now, any expert tips on how to get the best view spot for that parade?
I mean, we're going to be kind of, you know, stuck with what we get since I've got to work until 9 a.m. and the parade will be on its way. I can't get there early enough as I'd like to be. But you definitely want to scout out a corner. You have to remember that the parade goes from Central Park all the way to 34th Street on 6th Avenue. So there is a ton of viewing opportunities. The other thing that was interesting from a previous time watching the parade many years ago, below, I want to say, 38th Street, the parade goes silent, which is so interesting because of the live broadcast to, you know, the television networks on 34th in front of Macy's. Everything gets quiet so that you can hear those Broadway performances and all of the other things that are going on without sort of a bleed through of sound. And I found it so weird to watch the parade in silence. So definitely go more uptown if you want the full experience.
I have the perfect spot for the full experience. My favorite place is on my couch. Yes.
I feel like you got to do it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate all those bands being quiet so that I can hear the whole broadcast.
Now we've got Deanne on the line who needs some help with the windows at her money pit. What's going on?
I have old steel-framed metal commercial windows in my house, and the outside walls are double brick. There's no wood in the outside wall, so these are screwed right into the brick. And we took out one and replaced it, and we had a very hard time doing that. And I don't know if we should replace them or just try to repair them.
Well, I mean, if you repair them, I can't imagine they're very energy efficient. So repairing them and making them operational, you know, could restore some of the function, but I don't think they'll be energy efficient. Replacing them is a better option, but of course, as you cited, because they're built into the wall, it's a difficult installation because you've got to get the old ones out. So is this a project you want to do yourself, or do you think maybe you want to have a pro help you?
I used to have a builder's license, but I physically can't do that anymore. So I'd probably hire someone.
Yeah, I think you might want to think about doing that because taking out those old metal windows that are screwed into the bricks is an awful lot of work. And also, if you're going to put replacement windows in, they've got to be measured just right and they've got to be installed just right so that they don't leak. And I don't think you want that responsibility. You ought to have a pro measure them and install them. I think that's where you'll be assured they'll come out just right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that winter weather is upon us, it's smart to make sure that your home and all the systems that operate your home are ready. So here's your key winterization checklist.
Now, first up, if you've not done it yet, make sure your heating system is serviced so you won't be left out in the cold. You know, heating systems that burn natural gas, propane, or oil get dirty every time they run, and if they're not cleaned and serviced, they could become inefficient at best or even dangerous.
Now, next, it's the time to seal the door and window with weather stripping or caulk to help eliminate those drafts. Now, the less your furnace has to run while you're away, the lower that January utility is going to be.
And a cozy fire burning in the fireplace is the best way to cozy up to your home. But the creosote buildup found in an unmaintained chimney is a leading cause of dangerous house fires. So if you're a heavy user of the fireplace, schedule a chimney sweeper service every fall to make sure you're getting that chimney super clean.
And finally, one of the more dreaded tasks about owning your own home is cleaning those gutters and those downspouts. Now, most people only do this when they have to, or kind of in other words, when there's a problem or they notice that that gutter's not working properly. However, those gutters really should be cleaned at least twice a year, once in the early spring and once again in the fall.
Yeah, this is a good job to hire out to a pro. Not only is it safer than you going up on a ladder yourself, a pro will make sure that your gutters are pitched properly, they're level in order to drain properly, and they're secure. Any loose attachment points are repaired to make sure that those gutters are securely fastened to your home and working properly. It's really important that the water collect there and get moved away from your foundation, because that avoids a whole host of problems like slippery sidewalks, wet basements, you name it. So gutter maintenance, super important, and certainly now is the important time to do just that, because there's a reason it's called fall. We'll leave it at that.
Greg in Texas is looking to do some construction. How can we help you?
Moved in with my parents, who are elderly and kind of needing some help.
Okay.
And so they had a three-bedroom, one-bath house. And so it's just a little bit kind of crowded. And what I was trying to figure out is it would it be better to add a room on to the back of the house and, you know, go ahead, and that would involve more construction and, like, adding a bathroom, which would mean having to redo the septic system, you know, the septic system there. Or it'd be a lot more cost effective, I think, to put in like a 12x16 storage unit in the back, but then like insulate it and put an air conditioner where if I wanted to spend some time out there, I could, but not necessarily put a bathroom in.
So are you talking about building this storage unit? You mean like building like a shed, kind of like a man cave?
Right, yeah. When it comes time to sell, though, you know, what would be the more a better deal to do, you think?
Yeah, I would tell you straight off, you're better off expanding the house now, because that's where your value is. You're not going to get as much value from a standalone building like that. Plus, you may run up against some zoning issues. You know, you're talking about, you know, like it's like building a second house on the property, even if it's really small. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a small space for storage. It's still like having a second building on the property. So I think you're probably better off improving the house itself. What you might want to do is speak to a realtor or to a local real estate agent and determine what, you know, the value of your home will be compared against in your community. You know, if most of the homes are two bath and you have one bath, you could add a significant value to the house by putting that second bath in. And if you're adding a bedroom and a bathroom, you know, that's how homes are valued. They're compared against other houses that have the same number of beds or bathrooms. So I suspect that expanding the existing house is going to be give you a far better return on investment than building, you know, an undetermined at this point sort of man cave out there. Even though I'm sure you'd love to go out there and get away from your parents once in a while, I don't blame you. I think the best way to improve the value and maintain the value of the home you have is to work at that level. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, appreciate it.
All right, Greg. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We want to hear from you and what you are working on, so call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And still to come, holiday season is peak break-in season. Is your garage your home's weakest link? Find out after this.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
And also, if your garage door has windows, just cover them up to keep away any prying eyes.
Yeah, and lastly, if you have a door that leads from the garage door to the house, make sure that door is as secure as any other entry door with both a keyed and a deadbolt lock. I think people think it's a safer door, so sometimes they don't put that deadbolt in. But the deadbolt is really what does the work in terms of keeping that door secure. So if you don't have it on the door between your house and the garage, add it. We've got more holiday home security tips online right now at moneypit.com.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in, underneath my house I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right, so first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater, it's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really going to depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Well, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water.
Right.
So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense. Darren, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, a wall-mounted flat-screen TV offers a great view of your favorite shows and movies, but what's not so great? Those unsightly dangling cords and wires. We're going to share some tips to make them all disappear like magic. Next.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Omaha, Bellevue University recently announced the kickoff of its Backpack Drive and is seeking help from the communities to support homeless veterans. The Backpack Drive, which is currently underway, fills backpacks with essential items for homeless military veterans at Sienna Francis House and New Visions Homeless Services. Cash donations and donated items are being collected now through November 1st. Ashley Rodriguez, manager of the Military Veterans Services Center, said the support from the community can make a difference. Each backpack filled with items not only provides immediate relief, but also shows our veterans that they are not...
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Families. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.